Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
Hey, Aaron, this is Gail. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
Good. Ready for the holiday weekend?
Oh, yeah.
I hope you're not working all weekend.
No. Got plans.
Okay. Good. Yeah. So it sounds like you and Scott were talking about the first page listing we had available for today on Google, and you looking for some more details. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Happy to help you. So what I'll do, Aaron, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, of course. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll go ahead and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough.
And it's just like a year, commitment. It's just like a year long. Because I don't want to sign up for anything and then be expected to, and then it's not working, but then I still got to pay for it. You know what I mean? So.
Of course. Absolutely. And that's a really, really good question. So, no, we don't do contracts here. We kind of have one. It's totally one-sided. It's in your favor. It's a one page of the, what we'll do for your company. It is strictly month to month. We don't lock you into a contract. So one of the first things that we'll actually do, Aaron, is we'll close off the Portland area for landscaping as the category of landscaping. And that'll actually be for a 50-mile radius around Portland. So what that means for you is as long as we're working with you and partnered with you, we will never be working with or promoting any of your competitors to the first page. So Key Concepts is the only company that we'll be working with. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. And then, then what we do from there is we do all of the programming necessary so that you come up in the map section when anyone's searching for your services. So landscaping, design, we'll use all of those services that you offer as keywords. That way, when someone's searching for a landscaper, landscape design, any of those things that you offer, you guys pop right up in the map. And then they simply click and they call you directly. We don't filter or screen those calls. We don't charge for them. Clicks, calls, leads are all unlimited. And the 50-mile radius doesn't mean that you need to travel that entire 50 miles, and it doesn't mean you're restricted to that 50 miles. Okay, good. Wanted to make sure that you understood that. Making sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Now, Scott had made a note that you, something about a website, where did it go? Is it that you are working on one?
No, I don't really want one.
why is that?
Something I don't have time for.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well, if that's all it is, then... So let me actually check on something for you, Aaron. So, and I'll explain first. A website, I know not everybody goes and visits a website, but for those folks who do want to, it's a nice thing to have because it does add credibility to the business. It just lets people know that you're legit. So we may be able to get one built for you, and you wouldn't actually have to worry about it at all. If I've got a tech opening, I can get one built for you, and it won't cost you anything. We don't build websites for the general public. It's about a $500 value with all of the programming and such, but it'll be on a domain or a .com that works for you, something that you like. Maybe keyconceptslandscaping.com is available. I'm not sure. But we'll build it, host it, and maintain it for you. So anytime if you've got pictures you want to share and you want the public to see, all you have to do is send them to us, and we'll do the upload and put them on the site. If you add or subtract services, we take care of that for you too. And there's no charge for that maintenance. So truly, you wouldn't even have to worry about it. Does that make it a little bit easier on you?
Just to let you know, I'm not a big company. I've only got a few people that are working for me, so I don't know if this is even going to be a good fit for me. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not a big company. That's okay. So we specialize in working with smaller companies who work in the trades. So landscaping, construction, tree work, that's all we do. So Google doesn't work directly with small companies. They won't even talk to us. It's just the way it is. They deal with the Hewlett-Packards and the Teslas and the big ones, but they rely on their partners like us at Local Splash to work with their smaller clients like you. So no worries. You don't have to be huge. In fact, that you have several crew members actually makes you bigger than most of the companies that we do place on First Page. So as far as being a fit for it, you actually are a perfect fit. How many crew members do you have, Aaron?
I've only got like 4 crew members.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And I know you're under landscaping, but what's your specialty? Or what's your highest?
Like sod work.
Okay. Oh, perfect. I wouldn't have even thought of listing that one. Okay. So like sod insulation.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say some hardscape and stuff like that as well. So.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. I'm going to jot these down because we'll be able to use those as keywords. And so we do all that, like I mentioned, we do all the programming to get you to appear on the First Page. And a website is kind of a pivotal item because it'll help you gather Google reviews, which will also help amplify your visibility. And now I did notice something when I was looking at your online presence currently. I see you've got a Google business profile. Let me just double check that this is you. Are you 6270 Northwest Oates Terrace?
No, I don't live there no more.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's where you were. And then have you moved to a new location or have you taken things back? Okay.
Well, I'm just that's what I'm saying. I'm just living in like an apartment right now. So.
No worries. You may be surprised at how many people I set up who are living in apartments, condos. They're home based. Yeah. That's really the norm for us. So no worries there. And so something else too, Aaron, as far as your Google business profile and your website goes, we don't have to list your street address. All we need to do is list the city. So we'll just use Portland, and you'll still appear as a pin in the map and in the general neighborhood of where you live, but not so close that people know you live in an apartment or that you're not bigger or that some crazy could come and find where you live. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So your Google business profile, though, I noticed they've got you marked as closed. Which could be turning clients away. So what we'll do is we'll work with Google to get that back online again so you don't show as closed. That'll help you out. And we don't charge for that either. It's just something we do. Typically, a lot of times we need to actually get the Google business profile set up from scratch. So you've already got yours. It just shows as closed. We can get that fixed. No problem. Now, you and your crew, Aaron, how much work would you say you could take in, or more work, I should say? A little, a lot, as much as you can get a hold of?
For right now, just a little. I mean, I'm booked out for a couple weeks right now, so.
Oh, okay. Now, do you do things like retaining walls and,
yes.
I think you did mention hardscapes. Okay.
Yeah, we do retaining walls.
So what I want to do, Aaron, is I want to get you listed for all of those things. I think that might be part of why you're not busier and booked out farther. What I'm hearing from other landscapers and folks in construction across the country is there's a shortage of you guys, and booking out 3, 4, even I've heard as many as 6 and 9 months. So in other words, you work with a client today, you take their job, but maybe it's not scheduled until October because you've got a tight schedule between now and then. So truly, you could actually book out farther, which would be a great way to ensure then that you're taken care of during the 4 months too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So I think this is going to be great for you. And I noticed, so when I look at you online right now, oh, where is your service category? It just disappeared. Okay, the only thing it says, so basically the only keyword that you could be found for right now is landscape. And there's so many other things that you do within the landscaping category, like hardscapes, sod installation, and I bet there's more that we missed. So I want to list you for all of those so that you can be found in the map anytime someone's searching for any of those things. Then you're not just getting calls when someone searches landscape. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. All right. And then, Aaron, I was going to ask you, are you using Facebook?
No.
Okay. Do you have a personal page even by chance?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you thought about doing a business page?
On Facebook?
Yeah.
No, not really.
No? Okay. Anything, any particular reason?
Just because that, but I don't know. No particular reason.
You don't want to mess with it? Don't want to mess with it?
Right.
No worries. Exactly. No worries. If you didn't have to mess with it, would you be interested in having a Facebook business page to help you gather more business and showcase your work?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. We'll leave it as an option. So what I've got, the package I'm looking for you that I think is going to be perfect is actually, we're based in Southern California, Costa Mesa. I actually work remotely from home. I live in Colorado. Try to give you the short version. My husband is a home inspector out here, and this is actually the package I set him up with to get him rolling and get him more customers coming through. So let me look at what retail is, and then you've got we're just handed this morning a promo code for Labor Day, so it'll knock a bunch off by the looks. So our pricing is on a month-to-month basis, like I mentioned, no contracts, and it's on a flat rate and never, literally never a penny more. There are no extras that we charge for. We don't charge for the leads or the clicks or the calls. They're truly unlimited. So, let's see, retail normally for Portland and surrounding would be $399 a month with a $299 setup, but once I put the Labor Day code in here, wow, because they really want to help this morning. So the Labor Day promo, I had to do a double take. It took $200 off of your monthly, making it $199. And then the setup fee took another $200 off of that, making it $99. So that's amazing. So the $199 is a flat monthly rate. We'll never ask you for a penny more than that. And even though it's a promotional offer for today only, you're locked in at that price. So next week when Labor Day is over with, your price is still the same. Next year when Labor Day rolls around again, your price is still the same. So it's not like it's a temporary rate that goes up later. You're locked in for life with your discounts. So that saves you a bundle. And then that setup fee is a one-time. It partially covers the programming time for what we need to do to get all that data ready and over to Google. So, let me stop here. I was too busy talking. My tech actually pinged me back. Oh, nice. So we can do a website for you. We do have tech openings, and that's no problem. And, of course, there's no charge for that, no charge for the hosting or the maintenance on it. And then, of course, we'll get your Google Business profile back online, and we'll get you out to all of the directories as well. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, up to about 60 different destinations.
Okay.
So, Aaron, this kind of sounds like it fits you just about like a glove.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good.
Okay. And definitely this works for us. You are the type of company that we like to work with, being that you're established in business, but you've got room and are able to take on more business. And you're obviously good at what you do based on what I'm seeing out here as far as notations online. So kind of sounds to me like we should be getting you set up and grab that listing and shut it down. Okay.
All right.
Let's go ahead. Let me grab that listing first. I want to close it down so they don't make any more phone calls. I don't want them looking for anybody else. So let me close it. Okay. And then I've got to just real quick send a message to my regional VP. It's kind of an accountability thing that I have to let him know as I close it in the system. All right, perfect. We got it. It's all ours, Aaron. Let me get a couple more. Yeah, I'm excited for you. I think this is going to be just awesome. Okay. And then Aaron is A-A-R-O-N, right?
No, it's actually E-R-R-I-N.
Oh, I like that. E-R-R-I-N. Yeah. Very unique spelling. Thanks. All right. And then... what's your last name, Aaron?
Jacobs, J-A-C-O-B-S.
And what's your email?
It's either, I got two emails. I got my business email or my personal email. Which one do you want?
Probably business one. Well, whichever one you'd have access to the most.
Yeah, well, both of them. So, Key Concepts Landscape. At Yahoo.
Perfect. Whoops. And then 503-839-8283 must also be cell. And is that also your business line?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Keep it simple. And then, Aaron, I don't need the digits yet, but on the credit card that you're using today, does your middle initial appear, or is it just first and last?
That's a good question. Luna!
Hi. Oh, puppy dog. We love
it's
the puppies.
It's my middle initial is R.
It's R?
Yeah. Raymond.
Got it. They want me to make sure that everything matches. What kind of dog? What kind of dog have you got?
Bulldog.
Oh, I love those dogs.
Yeah.
They are just adorable. We've got three
Zeeshlets.
She's what?
She's adorable too. She's just wild.
How old is she?
She's 4.
Oh, that's a good age. Starting to settle down a little bit, probably.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
Nice.
When she bites.
I don't know what we would do without our puppy dogs. Dogs are special, that's for sure.
Yes, they are.
Okay. And then, let me make sure I've got that updated. Okay, and then company name, Key Concepts Landscape. Is there Inc. or LLC behind that at all, Aaron?
No.
Is it, which one?
I said, no, it's not.
Oh, yeah, no, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then, now, I've got an address in our system. I don't know if it's right or not. 15910 Bridal Hills Drive.
That used to be my old address. So that,
I'll wipe that out. Okay, I'm ready for your new one.
It's 18830 Northwest Rock.
Was that 38?
Yeah, 18830.
Okay.
Northwest Rock Creek Circle.
Perfect, and that's Portland. And is there an apartment number?
Yeah, 244.
Perfect. Okay. Make sure I got all that updated and it looks good. And it does. All right. Grab one more screen here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. And so I'll be the lead on your account. So at any time, if you have questions or problems, do let me know, and if I can't fix it myself, I'll find who can. So first is my contact info, so you can put me in your phone. And you can also text me, and I'll receive and answer those as well. And then the next one is our customer service department, so you can get a hold of them as well. And that'll be where you'll talk with your tech. And then I'm going to send you two emails also. Give me just a second to build those. So the first email is informational, and it's on our dashboard and analytics. So you'll have an area within our system that you'll be able to log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, upload photos for us if you want us to put them on your website. Lots and lots of things that you can do in there. And then the next one is going to be the exact price and package that I gave you. I want you to have that in writing for your records. I just got to adjust it with your discounts here. That's a pretty amazing discount. They don't usually discount that deep. So I'm impressed and excited. That's way cool. A lot of times we'll get like $100 off of retail and, you know, $50 off of the setup or something. They were wow today.
Yeah.
All right. Both of those emails are on the way. If you'd let me know if they made it to you.
Okay. Emails or text? I got the text.
Perfect. So I did send two emails. They might have landed in your junk because they talk about pricing and marketing and things. They quite often go into junk.
Yeah, I got two, actually.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. So you don't need to do anything with those just now. Let's see. And then the next thing we need to do is set you up for your onboarding call. So we block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. And it'll be with your tech. And what they'll do is first they'll go through quality control. So making sure that I intook all of your information accurately, keywords are complete and current. We want to make sure everything's 100% before it goes out of here. So we do a lot of double, triple, and sometimes quadruple checking of things. So we're closed Monday. Today is booked, so we'd be looking at Tuesday is the earliest. And it looks like we've got almost every hour on the hour starting at 8 o'clock going through 3 o'clock. And, they're closed at noon for lunch. But other than that, do any of those times work for you?
Oh, I think, yeah, let me think. Yeah, I think maybe like Tuesday. Did you say Tuesday you'd be back in?
Yes.
Actually, Wednesday's probably going to be the better day.
Okay, gotcha. And it looks like, yeah, they've got something actually open starting at 7 o'clock Wednesday morning.
Okay.
And going through 3.
Okay, I think probably 9 o'clock on Wednesday morning probably would work.
9 on Wednesday, you got it. Let me grab that for you, and I'll build that calendar appointment, and then I'll send that over to you, too.
Okay.
There we are. Get it updated. Okay. Looks good. Tonight is September 7th already. How did that happen?
I know, huh?
Time just flies. Okay, so I'm going to paste that over in there. I've actually got to put calendar appointments in here for a couple of other departments at the same time. All right, so there's another email headed your way, Aaron. This one, the subject line is local/CIE. Silly internal coding, but when that one gets there, let me know and I'll walk you through it. It's just a calendar invite.
Okay.
Did it make it?
Hang on, I need to refresh it. Yes.
Awesome. So in that email, there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you'd
yeah.
hit the yes, perfect. If you'd hit the yes, that would be great.
Okay.
That'll hold our slot. I'll give it just a second to refresh on my end. It's still waiting. It's thinking. Did it give you any other prompts after you hit the yes?
It says, well, it went to sign in to Google as, yes.
Okay. Is it going to let you in there?
I think so. Yeah.
If it took over here. All right. Let me see if it did its thing on this end. Nope, not here yet.
Huh.
Strange.
Yeah.
Well, did it give you... What's it telling you?
Well, it's... Not really telling me anything. I clicked on yes, and now, I'm just not a techie guy. That's the problem.
No worries. We'll give it a minute, see if it, maybe it's just slow getting here. You were going to say something.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, well, I clicked on it again, and it keeps going back to this Aaron Jacobs at Yahoo, sign in to Google as, manager Google account, add account to device, sign out, and turn off sync. I'm not really.
Wow. Okay. I'll tell you what. Let me try. You said you had another email address. Let me try that one and see what it does.
Yeah. Want to see, because I think
I'm
it's trying to sync to my calendar or something. But,
oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Right,
okay.
What,
what's your other
my,
email?
I got a Aaron Jacobs. I got two other emails. I got Aaron Jacobs at Yahoo, and I got Aaron Jacobs 503 at Gmail. So,
okay.
Just do the Gmail one.
Let's do that. It was Aaron Jacobs. What was the last bit for the Gmail?
Yeah, 503.
503, there we go.
Yeah. At Gmail, yeah.
All right. So I'm actually resending it to both of those other email addresses, hoping that one of them will work for you. And any one of them will do.
Yeah, let me see.
Hopefully it doesn't give you any more fits. If it does, we'll move on without it if it does that to you.
Okay. Now it should,
Perfect. Got it. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take your other two. I'll leave them in there because I think it'll also send a reminder to the other email address. That way you're sure to get it.
Right.
There we go. All right. Perfect. Thank you, Aaron. Sorry that was, was such a high hassle for you. All right, and then I sent you another text. Again, you don't have to do anything with it just now. And that one is information on how the call tracking works.
Okay.
And then I've got to back up here just a little ways. So I want to do all of your services now. So I'm going to say landscaping, of course, but landscape design, right? And you tell me if I hit any of the...
I don't really do design. I do landscape installs.
Okay.
Not much of a designer.
Okay. No worries. So I'll say landscape installation. I'm going to say sod installation. Retaining walls, you said, right?
Yeah.
Hardscapes. Was that one of them?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, perfect. What other things do you do that fall under the landscape umbrella that we can list?
Yard cleanups, mowing, hedging, you know, all that good stuff.
Oh, okay. So you do lawn care too then?
Yeah.
Well, then let's list that.
Yeah.
Perfect. So all of the services that you offer, Aaron, because we just added lawn care and lawn maintenance in there, nobody else will be able to get that category either, or those two categories, mm-hmm. because they fall under your services. So that's, I'm going to snag that for you too. Well, if I can spell, there we go. Yikes. Okay, lawn mowing, you said lawn edging. What about, trying to think of what other things people might search for that we could use as keywords.
Scrub printing.
I'm going to do, there we go.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do fall yard cleanup.
Yeah.
And spring yard cleanup.
Blackberry removal.
Did you say blackberry?
Yeah. Well, land clearing, blackberry removal, you know.
Okay. Got it. What about stump and tree removal? Do you do anything on those lines?
We do the smaller trees.
Okay.
And stump removal. Like trees that are no more than 20 feet tall.
Gotcha. I'm going to say small tree. Now, stump removal, can I also say stump grinding?
Grinding, yeah.
Okay. So probably not, you wouldn't like pull it like a molar. You wouldn't pull it like a tooth, right? You'd grind it down to the ground.
Right, exactly. But then, I mean, but some some shrub removal we could do just pulling the hole, digging them out or whatever. So yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Grinding and.
Stump, so then let's see here. So I've got stump grinding, small tree removal, shrub removal. Okay. Any others that you can think of, Aaron?
Not right off the top of my head right now.
If you think of any others, you can let us know at any time, even if it's 2 months from now and you add a service, let us know so we can get it on your website, in your keywords. And of course, if you think of any between now and Wednesday when you do your onboarding call, just let your tech know and they'll get it added. Perfect. Okay. Let's see where we're at on my little checklist. Okay. So something that's optional, no additional charge. It's already included in the price if you want it. Not everybody wants it though. So it's called our Splash app, and it's an app that you would download from the Play Store. It would install on your existing cell phone. And I know it's kind of hard to get your brain around, but the app itself would have its own phone number. It'll still dial through your phone, but it's going to show up as the phone number of the app. It'll still be a 503 area code and in your area. What a lot of our clients are using it for is they'll use that number as their business line, so that they can keep their personal cell separate, even though it's on the same phone. Does that make sense? Okay, is that something you're interested in?
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. So what I'll do, I'm going to put you as a yes, and then because it's fairly new for us and it's a different department that's handling the app, I sent you another text, and it's an application for that Splash app. So they'll want you to fill out that application so that they just have all of your info for that department. And that I sent to you by text. Let's see. And then, Aaron, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email, any above the others, or... are all of those okay?
Yeah, those are all okay.
Okay. And then what do you want to show as your hours of operation?
9 to 5.
9 to 5. And do we want to see, whoops, I wrote 9 to 9. 9 to 5. Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday.
Yeah, Monday through Saturday.
You got it. And then did you want any type of payment integration on your website? So if you take Venmo or Square, I think Cash App is another one we support.
Yeah, I do Venmo.
Perfect. So what they'll do then, and there's no charge for it, they'll put on your website so that you can actually send people to your website to send payment to you.
Okay.
Let's see. I need to make a note for them about your Google Business Profile. Currently shows closed. Needs repaired. And then I'm going to tell them not to publish your actual street address.
Yeah.
There we go. Perfect. Okay. And I want to do one more skim through here and make sure I caught everything and don't have any typos anywhere. All right. It looks good. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and set your subscription up. You know, and Aaron, I was just looking at something. Definitely just an option. Are there areas... of Portland or out around Portland that you'd like to get into? Maybe there are more affluent neighborhoods, or they just, you know, neighborhoods that have been really good for you, you'd like to do more work in?
I like the Southwest, well, I like the area I'm in now, Southwest, Northwest,
Southwest.
Like the Beaverton, Northwest, Southwest Portland area. Washington County
gotcha.
Area.
Gotcha. Okay. So what I'm thinking, we could get a deeper reach. So, and I'll mention it to you, we're fine where we're at, but if this is something that would work, we could add Facebook advertising for you, which would let us really saturate those areas that you like the most. With the Facebook ads, we can drill in by neighborhood, zip code, just general area, but we can also make sure that ads only display in front of your ideal client. So whether that's, you know, combination of age, income level, where they live, and we write and manage all of those ads for you. All you have to do is answer the phones. And Facebook advertising is super cheap, and you get to take advantage too of the retargeted ads. So retargeting, if you probably seen them if you didn't know them by name. For example, I'm tall, and our local Fleet Farm didn't have tall enough jeans for me. So I went on Wrangler.com, bought two pairs of jeans. They suckered me into two shirts. They're great. I'm wearing them. But ever since, everywhere I go, if I go onto our Fleet Farm site, if I go onto my Amazon, if I go to Facebook, even my Google, on just my phone's notifications, I have ads for jeans following me everywhere. More people trying to talk me into buying jeans. You've seen those, right? Yep, yeah. They come up in your game and everything. Yes, so those are retargeted ads. And the really cool thing about them is you as the advertiser, as the business owner, you don't pay for the retargeted ads. They're just free branding. It's Facebook and, well, whoever's running them, in your case, it'll be Facebook, just trying to bait people into coming and taking a look. Now, they don't cost you anything when they're retargeted and displayed. The only time they cost you anything is when they click on your ad. And what we found out is by the time they click, they've probably seen your retargeted ads two or three or four times. And then they go, hey, I really need to get that whatever retaining wall built. And I've seen this company, Key Concepts, a dozen times now. I know them. I'm just going to click on the ad and I'll just call them. So it tends to eliminate the tire kickers. They tend to be really good leads. So Facebook's minimum monthly ad spend is $100. When they click on your ads, worst case, it's 5 cents to 50 cents per click. So in other words, per lead. So at their $100 a month, my math says that could be up to 200 new clients or new leads every month. Super cheap. So we could add the 100 a month in Facebook on to get you that kind of saturation, or we can stay where we're at and we can look at Facebook later on too.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, let's see how this goes first, and then maybe that could be an option down. Yeah,
I'm gonna. You got it.
See. Yeah.
Absolutely. No, that's no problem. I just thought I should mention it to you just in case it was something that you wanted to tackle now, but down the road.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem. Piece of cake to add later on. Just let us know. What are your growth plans? Are you looking to expand and do some growth?
I think so. It's just, it's really hard to find employees right now. So that's the one. Sure. I got one of my employees call me right now. Can you hold
it
one sec?
I sure can.
All right, thank you.
You bet. No.